Hey everyone, this is Turd Flinging Monkey. So the other day I got into an argument with some traditionalist who was disagreeing with me when I said that the reason why fertility is low is because women have rights. They go to school. They have careers. That's why they're not having kids. That's why the West is dying. That's why the white race is going extinct. Because the women have the rights. They're not having the babies. And he disagreed with me about that. He wanted to see studies. And when I showed him I showed him charts, I showed him high school textbooks, and he just waved it all away and said, "Oh, that's not what I want. I want this." So I just finally realized he was just wasting my time. No matter what evidence I gave him, he was just going to wave it away. So he was an idiot. I just couldn't imagine someone being that fucking retarded. This isn't even controversial. In fact, I don't even know when this ended, this whole overpopulation scare. If you look up overpopulation, they immediately point to empowering women as a way to limit population. So it's right there in front of you. They openly brag that empowering women lowers your fertility rate because it's a good thing. Oh, let's empower women. It lowers your fertility. Yay! We're going to stop overpopulation. We're going to keep the resources from being gobbled up. What a great thing. So then when it starts happening, when the West starts dying because they aren't having enough kids, they start importing migrants from third world countries who start, you know, committing crimes and raping people. And the people are like, wait a minute, this isn't stopping overpopulation. This is just causing our replacement in our own countries. This isn't what we signed up for. Who's responsible for this? And then they just sweep it under the rug like, I don't know. It must be capitalism. That's what it must be. It can't be women's rights. I don't know what you're talking about. Show me the studies. Show me the studies that say it's feminism's fault. It's certainly not feminism's fault. It must be capitalism. We need more government. That's what'll solve this problem. That'll nip it right in the bud. So, yeah, I don't know. People are fucking retarded. I mean, I'll show you some charts which were taken from a high school lecture that were uploaded to a website called SlideShare, which is part of LinkedIn. So this high school teacher uploaded these slides, and he was he's an environmental studies teacher. So for all you kids in high school who learn about environmental studies, they have a section. It's chapter 7 of this high school textbook, which talks about human population and its effect on the environment. And on a slide, which I'll show you, called Birth Reduction Pressures, it reads, and I quote, "Higher education and personal freedom for women often result in decisions to limit childbearing." What? What is this? I'll continue. "When women have more opportunities to earn a salary, they are less likely to have many children. Education and socioeconomic status are usually inversely related to fertility in wealthier countries." What? What is this? What is this black magic? On another slide from the same lecture titled Women's Rights and Fertility, it reads, quote, "Education and job opportunities for women reduce fertility rates. When child mortality is high, parents tend to have high numbers of children to ensure that at least some survive. Improving child survival would reduce the number of births. Land reform, political rights, job opportunities for women, and improved health for women translate into better survival for children and therefore lower fertility." But maybe you're unimpressed. Maybe you're not convinced. So let's turn to some more sources. So again, the key is don't type in feminism lowers fertility. Type in feminism helps combat overpopulation. Because when you paint it as a good thing, feminists love to brag about how empowering women is going to save the world from overpopulation. But then you talk about demographic winters and societal collapse and replacement, then they're like, oh no, that must be capitalism's fault. But let's talk about an article from US News called How Many People is Too Many People? What Can Nations Do to Prevent Population from Outstripping Resources? By Hannah Gaius, September 27th, 2013. Toward the middle of the article, it reads, quote, if, as Weissman posits, population growth is inexorably linked in today's world with national security, what's the solution? One answer on offer is through family planning development initiatives and women's empowerment. It then goes on to talk about abortion and family planning, but then a few paragraphs later it says something else. But contraception and family planning aren't the only tools the U.S. can use to stem the population boom. There's also education. Women's empowerment and education, specifically women's education, should be a core component of U.S. foreign aid and U.S. foreign policy, says Weissman. It's a case where the U.S. can have its cake and eat it too, because it both educates women generally, thereby building stronger civil societies, and staves off unhealthy rapid population growth. Not only, as Weissman says, is this a way to empower women, but you also give women the opportunity to choose how many children they want. And another article from a website called Positive News, from a 2017 article, Five Possible Solutions to Overpopulation, written July 10th, 2017. Guess which number one is? Guess what the number one possible solution to overpopulation that they list. It reads, empower women. Studies show that women with access to reproductive health services find it easier to break out of poverty, while those who work are more likely to use birth control. The United Nations Population Fund aims to tackle both issues at once, running microcredit programs to turn young women into advocates for reproductive health. Empower women. We can solve overpopulation, people. Isn't overpopulation a problem? There's just too many people, especially white people. We need to stop all these white people from reproducing so they can be driven out of their own countries and into extinction. You need to empower women. So, have I made the case? Are you convinced? Empowering women is what causes low fertility. If you want to raise your fertility, if you don't want your population to go extinct, if you don't want to be replaced by migrants and Muslims, you have to take women's rights away. It's the only way. They tell you in black and white. Empowering women lowers fertility, it lowers birth rates, it combats overpopulation. They brag about it. They openly admit it. Open your fucking eyes. This isn't some crazy shit I pulled out of my ass. This is verified fact that they will openly admit if you just phrase it differently. If you ask them, do you think empowering women lowers fertility and thus combats overpopulation? Like, oh, absolutely, that's a great idea. We should empower women. Overpopulation, such a big problem. Give more money and more freedom to women. But then you're like, hey, how are we going to support the welfare state because all these, you know, people aren't having kids and we need more workers and maybe, how do we raise the fertility rate? I don't know. You know what it is. It's that the government isn't giving enough money to women. You see, the government needs to give more money to women to have more children. That's the answer. Is that the answer? Is giving more money to women the answer? Well, let's look into that. Here's an article from the Institute for Family Studies called Feminism as the New Natalism. Can Progressive Policies Halt Falling Fertility? There we go. Here we go. Can progressive policies, can things like maternity leave, giving women money to have kids, more welfare, is that the answer? Can we raise fertility by giving more money to women? The answer is no. No, you fucking retarded communist. No, no, and 1,000 times no. But don't take my word for it. Here is someone who wrote a fucking article named Lyman Stone. In the chart you're looking at, he tracked Swedish fertility from 1930 to 2018. The vertical lines in light blue are years where Sweden increased its leave or child care to women to encourage them to have more children. The green vertical lines represent straight up giving them money, cash assistance for mothers. And if it was a teal line, they got both. Additional family leave for women and additional money. And as you can see, there's no fucking correlation. There is no fucking correlation. They increase childcare leave Oh, the fertility goes down. From the late 1960s up to the 1980s, they gave women 3 increases in maternity leave, and the fertility rate went down. In other cases, it went up for no reason. Between 1980 and the mid-90s, the fertility went up, and there was no policy. It just went up on its own. It didn't go up very much, but it did go up. There's no correlation between maternity leave and welfare and fertility. None. There is a correlation between giving women rights and lower fertility, but there's no alternative. There is no let women keep their rights, let's just pay them to have kids. It doesn't fucking work. It doesn't work. Look at Sweden. They've tried it multiple times. It doesn't work. Now let me read 2 paragraphs from this article. It says, quote, "There is no association between increasing in family benefits and fertility. Assessing these as time series interventions yields no significant results. Nordic-style policies just don't budge fertility all that much. Similar results show up in other Nordic countries. While some policy interventions do have limited, especially short-term effects, the average Nordic-style policy intervention doesn't do very much for age-adjusted fertility. The academic literature on leave is mixed, but tends to show that there are substantial effects on short-term fertility as women pull births forward, but as I've discussed for financial incentives for childbearing, long-term effects are very modest, and many papers suggest there are no long-term effects at all. The most compelling and widely cited papers on the topic suggest that adding an entire year of paid leave boosted the odds a woman had an early birth within 3 years from about 32% to about 40%. Decomposing into annual odds, that comes to about 9.7% odds in a year before leave extension to about 11.7% after. Put in U.S. terms, that's like saying a year of paid leave might boost your total fertility rate from 1.77 births per year to about 1.81. That's something, but it's not a lot. A year of paid leave would also have significant impacts on employment, wages, or government costs, depending on how it is financed. So as for financial incentives, we're talking about a lot of cash for a little bit of fertility gain," unquote. This is not a secret. This shouldn't even be controversial. This should be common sense. But for whatever fucking reason, tradcons want to like tiptoe past the graveyard of their own race's extinction and ignoring the fact that it's all because of women's empowerment. And the only way to stop it, if you actually give a fucking shit about saving your own race and your own society, you have to take women's rights away. It's the only way. There is no alternative. The last article I'm going to read from The Economist says, "Wealth alone cannot account for Europe's low birth rate. Low religious observance and gender equality may also play a part." A few paragraphs into the article, it reads, "Birth rates are indeed highly correlated with national income, but the fertility rates of many European countries are lower than would be expected if GDP per person were the only factor that mattered. Romania, for instance, has 1.5 births per adult woman. Based purely on its level of economic development, that figure would be expected to be about 2.1. The article concludes by noting that countries in East Asia and Eastern Europe tend to have both low birth rates and negligible numbers of immigrants. So immigration isn't the problem. Capitalism isn't the problem. Even wealth isn't the problem. They do point out that less religious and more egalitarian societies have fewer kids, but they didn't really explore that much. So let me explore that a little bit. There are countries that are very religious and still have low fertility. Look at Iran. Iran has a fertility rate very similar to Europe. It's below replacement. They've actually done studies trying to find out why the Iranian fertility rate is so low in comparison to other Muslim countries. And then there are places like Israel, where while the average Israeli Jew isn't having that many kids, the ultra-Orthodox Jews are having tons of kids. You also see this in America with the Amish and other small religious communes where the families have tons of kids. It's not rocket science. The reason why Iran has a low fertility rate, despite it being a Muslim country, is because they allow women to go to school and they allow women to have careers. If you don't like seeing your population shrink and your society slowly dying, or rapidly dying like what's happening in Western Europe, you have to take women's rights away. I mean, you can go the Japanese route and slowly die. Yeah, you keep the immigrants out, great. Oh, the immigrants are out. We have a nice ethno-state. You're just going to die slowly. Within 100 years, Japan will be gone. Japan as we know it will cease to exist. It will be invaded by China or one of their neighbors, and it will just become an extension of another country because they do not have the population to protect themselves. As you just can't. You have to have a society that's growing. And if you look at white people back in the 16 and 1700s, they had so many babies, they would export their population all over the world. And it was called colonialism. And they had empires. And they ruled the world. And what happened? They gave women rights. And their population shrank, and now it's dying, and now they're being physically invaded by immigrants that they're inviting into their fucking welfare states that women voted for. The answer is not an ethno-state. It's very, very simple. Very simple. Take women's rights away, they'll have kids. Oh, they'll have kids off so many kids that now you have the population to sustain your own economy and your own economic growth. And now you can afford a welfare state should you choose to have one. However, the welfare state overwhelmingly goes to women. It's another form of empowering women. When women can go to the government to be taken care of, they don't need a man and they don't need a family. So get rid of the fucking welfare state. In fact, that's why the migrants are in your country in the first place. That's why they don't stay in countries in Eastern Europe. They go to Western Europe because that's where the welfare is. They go to Canada because that's where the welfare is. Get rid of the fucking welfare state and most of the immigrants will leave. They'll just go away. This is what I will never understand about these, not just, you know, the alt-right people with their ethno-state and their race war shit, but then also the trad cons who want to just ignore the fucking reality staring them in the face because they absolutely refuse to acknowledge that the women are the problem. And this is something that both the trad cons and the alt-right share. It's the women. The women are the reason your race is dying. The women are the reason your society is dying. If you actually gave a shit about your society, your race, or freedom and liberty, take women's rights away. Now. Because you don't have 100 years. I don't even think you have 50 years. If you don't do it soon, then Western Europe and America and Canada and Australia and all these white countries are going to become South Africa. When whites are a minority, and the entire population has been trained to hate and blame them, they're going to be hunted down like animals. Now, your women will be fine. You look at what ISIS does to the Yazidi women. Sure, they kill all the men, young and old, you know, the aged and the newborn baby boy. Kill them all. Kills all the boys. But then you keep the women. And then they become your war brides and rape slaves. And that's how they deal with the women. And now, even if the women, you know, hashtag bring back our girls, even if the women are freed, where are they going to go? All their men are killed. They have nowhere to go. So they stay with the men who murdered their family and bared their children. And of course, they have no rights. Of course, because they're war brides and rape slaves. Of course, they don't have any rights. So the question isn't, will women lose their rights? The question isn't, will men take their rights away? The question is, which men will take their rights away? Will it be you, white European man? Will you take your women's rights away, rights they never should have been given in the first place? Will you take them away and save your society, save your people, save everything you love? Or will you not? And will Muhammad do it for you? Those are the questions. That is the only choice you have. TikTok.